what we're going to do next. We're going to bring up Ed Bennett, and then we're going to bring up Al Caff. And Gina Prano, who's the mini set performer, is going to be backing him up, and then he'll stay and back her up. But right now, I'd like to welcome a gentleman. I've seen him playing the piano. I've seen him reading things. I'm not sure what he's going to do tonight. He's somebody who performs a lot over at Neil Braverman and Mike's open mic, the Roslindale open mic. So please, a big welcome for Ed Bennett.
Hello, Lexington. My name is Ed Bennett, and I'm a walking minstrel. I like to make people laugh, so I go around telling stories, reciting poetry, telling jokes. I can even entertain you on the keyboard. My only compensation is if I can put a smile on your face, a song in your heart, and a spring in your step. Now, the reason I'm wearing Kelly Green tonight is because I heard a story about an Irishman by the name of Paddy, who was working on a construction site in England. Now, Paddy was an unfortunate sort of a character. Nothing ever seemed to work out right for him. And he had one of those days, you know, one of those days that starts out bad and gets progressively worse as it goes along. Well, by the end of the day, Paddy was in such poor condition that he was unable to go to work for a few weeks. And so he wrote his boss a letter explaining in great detail exactly what had happened to him and why he was unable to go to work. And the name of the song is called Dear Boss. Dear Boss, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. For at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. Me body is all black and blue, me face a deathly gray. And I write this note to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear, but to toss them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased. He was an awkward sod. He said I had to cart them down the ladders in me hod. Now, shifting all those bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. In clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, till to my dismay I found that halfway up, I met the bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I struck the pulley with me head. I clung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, while the barrel spilled out half its bricks 14 floors below. Now, when those bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, sure I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, me body racked with pain. Halfway down, I met the bloody barrel once again. The result of this collision, halfway down the office block, caused multiple contusions and a nasty state of shock, still clinging tightly to the rope, I sped toward the ground, and I landed on the broken bricks the barrel had scattered round. As I lay there moaning on the floor, I thought I'd passed the worst. But the barrel hit the pulley wheel, and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me. I didn't have a hope, for as I lay there bleeding, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel being unsecured, it started down once more, and it landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs and my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Patty's not at work today. Thank you very much. My name is Ed Bannett. Erin Gabra!
Thank you, Ed. One more hand, please, for Ed Bannett.